marketing director, actually, this job. Anyways. Please show the way, I'm not sure if he's late or delayed or whatever, so. I'm gonna start soon, we have no, don't have much time anyway.
Oh, there he
Okay.
is.
Sorry,
I have
okay.
a little bit of
Not a
little
problem.
problem with
We're
the
about
computer.
to start, so, let's see. Okay, welcome again today, functional design phase. Gonna take you over the minutes of last meeting, okay, that was just to get to know each other, have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project, so. Put the minutes on the, I made on the project chair, so if you wanna review them, they're there. I will do so after every meeting. So if you have some information you wanna take back, you can find it there. Anyways, today a free presentation for every one of you. After that I got some new project requirements from project board, so I'm gonna go over those later. But I wanna start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with. And after that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts, so. Who would like, wanna go first?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Take it.
There was a little problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, let's see what you have.
Yeah. Okay.
Try to slow it down.
I want to open the my s- oh no.
You should close it on your own notebook, I guess.
Oh no,
Sorry?
it's okay. Slideshow. Yes. The functional requirements, it's very important for the user who wants to the method we used it's not a slide because it went wrong, but the method we used we tested it with 100 men and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
Let me cut in, is it people or men?
People, sorry.
They're people, okay.
Both
I thought it was only
women
men,
and
so.
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The findings 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly.
That's pretty shocking.
So
Yeah.
we have to do something
And
about that.
yeah, most they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it. And the users, yeah, the users said a lot. So that's the most important things. Oh yeah, not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation,
Okay,
but
just
the relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. And less important is teletext. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5.
Okay, that's okay.
And but not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird.
Which channel
the
selection?
the no 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 that's very important, but what's not s- important is audio settings, display settings, and
Okay, we could maybe hide those in our
yeah.
menu or something. Okay.
New preferences and B to find your control was that was
So
also
like
in
the
the
button that
test
you're keeping?
the most people find it irritating when they cannot find their remote control, so I think it's a beep beep to sound it and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition, so they can say what they want, or let's go to channel one, and that's kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel and what
Or
do
have
I
a
want
little
with it.
preview on the remote control.
Yeah.
Preview what's on the channel. Okay.
Is that manageable? Does it sound pretty expensive to do this?
Sounds
Yeah.
too, it's possible, but it's like, I think it's expensive, but do continue.
Yeah. My personal preferences is a button for my favorite channel, so I can so I can zap to my quick to my favorite channel what I so the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which
Okay,
channel
you don't set
so
it
I
yourself,
can
it just
zap to
remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
What?
You want it to be programmed, for example,
Yeah.
you program or
Yeah.
you want it to recognize your favorite channel. Let's say you
Recognize.
spend 20 minutes each day on that channel,
Yeah.
so it recognizes it's your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference is.
Okay,
Yeah.
so it doesn't it recognizes itself, you don't have to set
No,
it. Okay.
itself. Maybe it's easier to to set it, but
Okay.
I don't know, it's manageable, but
I see.
we will see. Yeah, it's a little bit it's the end of it. It's a
Okay.
little bit I lost it, the computer crashed, so
No problem, it's okay, that's
Shall I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier.
Yeah.
Let's just start with the method. It sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So, the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspects. Because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong with the user? Gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want
Yeah.
to watch some television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas which you posted
Yeah.
in the network folder.
Agreed.
Really good idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not clear. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear. Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find
Okay, so make it more
something for
durable,
that,
actually.
yes.
Okay.
Covered that. Oh yes, the user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons are small. So you press more once, remote control goes
Yeah, so the
kablooey
buttons.
or something like that. So we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control.
Yeah.
And possibly also the size, so more important buttons,
Yeah,
bigger
make
size.
them bigger.
So
Even
this
more
is
durable, then.
basically what I had in mind in that fade-proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols are need to be replaced by others. This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one, but
Yeah.
more less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically what I had in mind. This is not the final design, this is
No, of
just a
course,
general
yeah.
idea of
Yeah.
how I'd like to see
I must say
basically
that
the general idea. So, that was it.
That was it. Okay, that's good. So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the remote to find it somewhere,
Yeah,
to
if it's
increase
a really good idea.
the durability of the thing. So the other aspects we'll just see when he came up with what's possible for that budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, now what can I with me? Okay, well, let's this. Okay, the method. There are a few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it.
because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in remote control, so that's why I also like to say go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you talking about beeps and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind that everything that you keep think of, it has to be built. So it's that's not as easy as it might look like. Material study, I'm working on that for the costs. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think we can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost for production. The more we can make at once in one piece, that is cheaper.
You mean integrate them all to the circuit board?
Exactly.
Okay.
So if we make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So we have
okay.
to
okay.
make something that's not too difficult in design again. This is what it looks like if you press one button. So this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. The switch, if you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor that thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two light bulbs. You have infrared and an a light and indication light that you know that it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make remote universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to have a look, do we want that or not. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for the materials to be used light.
Okay. That
was
it?
Yeah.
Get back to my thing then.
Okay, back to this to the screen. So I got some new information on the project specifications are changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore because the internet, people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly. So we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are always people who are using it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think it should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under a second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because our this is a new product, and with this new product we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people we define under 40. So I think it's also good with the fashion and everything. So
yeah, and they want to pay for it. And
they want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like.
With
they like
more
the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah, of course, we're see how far we can go with that anyway. So,
yeah.
And one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow, but I'm not sure if I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept, I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea and just make changeable covers for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so they have an entire new remote control that they like to see. Or we could, for example, we could make a different, a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. It's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls and make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making the presentation that you'd like to share.
Oh, I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
But
is it manageable?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen, you can.
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen.
Why?
I think
no,
it's huge. I think the LCD screen is huge.
consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
And it costs too much to
costs
fabricate.
A lot.
So
okay,
what we could do, what could be possible is maybe not an LCD screen with a preview, but I'm not sure if it's even possible. But for example, a little TV guide. Like you have a little, just a text only, not
mm-hmm.
a color, just a little text thing so you can use a remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure if it's even possible, but
I have to check that
maybe
out.
You could make it.
Yeah.
Find a little compromise in that, but
yeah.
Maybe not right down. I think the beep is a very simple thing to implement. Just
mm-hmm.
make a button on your TV and just hit the button and beep somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's easy to implement. You should go
yeah.
to the
when
feature.
You want a button on television?
I think, yeah, I mean, where else should you put it?
Okay, but that rules out the universal remote control. Or is that
yeah, but how are you going to use that if your, I mean, if your remote control is lost? Are you going to press, where are you going to press the button?
Okay.
Maybe just a slap-on sticker with a button, which sends out a small
slap-on
signal.
Sticker? Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can
mm-hmm.
attach to your TV?
Yeah,
that could be
mm-hmm.
possible. Little box you can attach to your TV. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want the universal or not, because that's...
I think it's universal. I think we should go for universal, because
yeah.
apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to a lot of diverse
mm-hmm.
people. I think universal remote controls would be possible.
Okay.
Everyone wants to buy it, so.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone.
Yeah.
That's fine with me, but then I know.
Okay, universal's good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think
yeah.
implementing speech recognition is such a small
one
apparatus, it's very hard to do.
Or when you say one, two, it's
you know, don't see Arabian people speaking
no,
one,
no.
two. Whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so that
it's
yeah.
is
yeah.
a problem.
It's not mature technology,
okay.
I think it takes a lot of memory and everything in remote control.
It's a good idea, but it's just not. I don't think the market's right for that yet.
I don't think it should be implemented in remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Well, we should look into the materials that are a little durable, so the symbols won't fade, maybe a little harder plastic, or especially, maybe you don't have to do all the buttons, but especially the ones that are the popular buttons. So those always fade first. I think that's the most important thing that we have now. Let's see.
If we make remote control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area. That
for example?
Especially for older people, that they can read it in
well,
their
we're
own
not,
language.
We're not targeting older people, if you remember that. Everything
that's
we target is under 40, so
okay.
you assume that they read correctly, and I think that the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world. So,
but should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or just
no? For no, I think it's just something you put over them because yeah, we can yeah you
well
that's
a problem
not
with
bad,
the
not
text
even a,
then.
It's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after. I mean, if you make a durable remote, they are fade, you can just buy a new cover.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's hard to make. So that's
but
a bad idea.
The buttons are like the Nokia telephone on a one sleeve. So you
mm-hmm.
don't have to change your whole cover. You can make something that you can only remove the sleeve. No,
oh,
no.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It works the same as Nokia telephone. It's
yeah,
one
I know. It's just
yeah.
one piece of rubber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So we have to look into either change both the buttons and the cover or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. Anyway, yeah, is this what we're going to do after just lunch break and have more individual work after that, so we'll see where we can see. So you have to come up with the components concept, yeah, lots of you should do some trend watching, because
yeah.
even if we're going to do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to
yeah.
know in this phase, because it's going to be the essential final design we're going to come up with.
Okay.
Yeah, I think user interface is pretty obvious. I mean, it should be very intuitive. Yeah, it should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week for the MTV. It's like all buttons, and you have no idea what it does at first. And I'm not a total TV noob, anyway. So I think it should have less or very little buttons, and maybe a second level menu for the appliance, or maybe just stick them under a menu. Like you said, the sound options and the surround or whatever, the more complicated, just stick them under one menu and give it a just
put it in a software piece, like a menu, and select everything you want to set on your TV.
Is it technically possible to send a signal to the television and then pops up a menu, because we're working with different types of television, so we're going to work
that
with
is
that?
True.
I don't think so.
No, that's true.
I don't think so. Because the television needs to respond to
yeah,
this.
That's true.
It's an inbuilt menu, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So basically we...
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not, so...
Or we could use a double-sided for less used functions.
A double-sided remote control?
Yeah.
I don't think that's useful.
With a cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have a... Or a Sony,
yeah,
the half
basic
for
functions,
TV.
But functions which are not frequently used. Because
I don't
if
think
we
should, yeah.
Universal remote control, we're going to have most buttons on it, so...
I'm not sure, yeah. For example, you have to make a little decision between the part, if you want a universal remote control that it should do what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings that you can usually do that with, either the old remote control if they really hate that thing, but you cannot take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between because usually the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones, the big brands. So I have a universal remote control and can use the menu button. So I think I'm not sure if you can put some research into that if it's possible. I think just the navigation is very basic.
I think there must be a way to invoke the more complicated functions of the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I think so. We need to put some research into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible.
Okay.
That's the way how to. Yeah, then can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside their little piece of software. So.
I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all the remote controls exactly the same for all the devices, and you always grab the wrong one because the format of the buttons is exactly the same, only the labels are different.
Yeah, I think it should be a little distinct from everything else,
exactly.
Because it's either it's both.
Yeah,
maybe the shape can be a little different. Maybe it's a little more curved or whatever.
And we have different colors.
I'll put some on paper and present them next time.
Yeah.
The ideas that I
have. So we have 40 minutes. I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting anyway. So
I heard a beep.
Yeah, but it wasn't me. It was him.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we could do some work now on the design, for example. I mean, what do you want? Not a triangle.
Yeah, but we'd like some curves or...
And maybe something like this. With a little smooth inside. So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
See that you... Wouldn't be handy. I think that the button should be the channel button should
and the
be
light,
on their own. So one. Okay, damn it.
I would get the general idea.
Yeah, okay. Another one here. Let's see what I think these are always on top of the control, so this should be here.
Yeah, and since you're holding it like this, I suggest you put
things
the
like
channel
volume.
Up, channel down alone. So you have the up channel.
Down channel.
The volume, do we want that horizontal or vertical?
Take triangles or?
That's fine.
This
is basically what people are accustomed to, so.
Maybe we should make them bigger or whatever.
Yeah, but is it just a general idea?
Genuine.
Maybe the menu button can go
in. Yeah, in the middle.
In the middle.
Usually not there. But
perhaps we should also make something like a flash on it if it's lost. For people that are deaf, they won't hear the beep.
Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair,
you won't be able
flash.
To find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
Well, true, but it only has to do so when you press a button that is lost.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that you that some
flash
beep.
Yeah, I thought about it for deaf people, for example. So we could do that.
Just
the
light door.
So we have the basic channels we've got here, the power button.
Yeah, that's
somewhere
true.
Over here.
should be central. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stacked away somewhere.
I usually press it on top. At least that's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah.
I have another idea.
I guess it's gonna work.
I'm not sure if it's possible. What would you like to do?
Yeah, I thought maybe we should move the buttons down and
when you're reading from you always read from the top to the bottom of
top
it.
To bottom, yeah,
yeah.
That's true. You should
it's
I think the power button should be on top.
Yeah.
It's the first thing you do. Turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button.
Mute,
is that somewhere here?
I think it should be at the bottom
is
somewhere.
Is that used often?
Sorry?
The mute button.
Mute.
You can turn
it
on.
No,
because I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here. At least in general. But
I don't think it's important.
It's
but
not
I
that
think
important. No.
I think it should be
or
somewhere here.
Or with the volume selection.
No. Yeah. People are accustomed
around
to it.
Not not at top, but around the volume selection.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where exactly, but
take this out. Are gonna take triangles anyway. I'm drawing triangles.
That's pretty much what people are accustomed to, aren't they?
Yeah, it's maybe a bigger, lesser than thing. So anyway, I think this should be channels. And
what?
Well, I'm accustomed to
no.
the channels
yeah.
being
yeah.
here.
Top.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, should we channel?
Right.
Okay, we'll go this to channel up and
shall
down.
Shall we also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable remote? That you don't have to
yeah.
buy new
well,
batteries.
But that is, it's on one part it's a good
it's
thing to recharge it. Maybe we should, what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. Where you have to just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable.
But that's
because
already
it's
possible.
Isn't that expensive in
it's
the
very
package?
Annoying. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it because it might be a very good idea because if it's useful to have it rechargeable,
yes.
But at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in it to use it now and not in half an hour.
Okay, now you could make a device, but I'm not sure how that is possible with the cost, that you can put in normal batteries, rechargeable. But
I think I have a nice idea.
The remote also can act as a recharger, so then you can choose, you have every decision. You know what I mean?
Not exactly.
You can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights,
mm-hmm.
but they can also be recharged with the remote.
Yeah,
the wire.
I think it's a pretty good idea to have
yeah.
Like sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV. It could be flat. You could insert your remote into it.
But I think that will cost a lot. A normal
sure.
wire would be better, like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself. You
well,
don't need a base
we
station.
Were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash
yes.
into the thing with a little separate signaler. So you
that
could put that
possible.
On a TV,
that's
for example. It could be very flat, it could be very small. It's a very small, yeah, I'm drawing big now, but. So you can put your remote on flat, for example.
Yeah.
At the back side of your remote, you have just a little hole.
Yeah.
For example, you just put it on and
yeah.
recharges, for example. I don't think it's
but
very
again,
expensive.
Isn't
yeah.
that too expensive? Because that means
I'm not
that
sure
we
if it
have
costs
to implement
a lot.
Rechargeable battery, a docking
that's
station.
That's what you buy yourself.
I want to try to find that out. I'm not sure if there's information
it's just
available.
An idea if it's
and
possible.
Do people actually want that?
Yeah,
do
they
want
to pay for it.
They want
to pay for
rechargeable.
Rechargeable?
I'm not sure. You should find out if rechargeable is important.
That was not asked. Yes.
Yeah.
These are comfort issues, but so I think people will pay. They wanted to pay for comfort. Well, this
they want to pay for comfort, which is just so we could either make a separate station which just sends the signal to the remote control to either beep or flash
yes.
to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with the docking station.
I think this is a brilliant product. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good. Actually, I like the beep part.
So
I like the covers. That's a brilliant idea.
Can we
that's
save this or?
Covers is good. Yeah, it's we can save this. Save. We even save the end. Everything except. Okay. So what we have here is I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about that.
Maybe
I'm gonna
maybe you can find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for 24 euro
yeah.
sales price, but just try to find out what they're willing to pay for. could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers and really something.
Yeah.
See what that looks like.
I would like to make a decision model. What it costs and what kind of materials that we can choose what we want.
Yeah,
in
if you
it
have
and
some financial information.
Exactly, I need that.
That'd be nice. So
could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it?
Yeah.
You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it wasn't.
That
wasn't
was
that was possible, not allowed. So that's something
yeah.
I'm not sure that you're allowed to share
my computer crashed,
on the
so
I don't care.
I
haven't
seen presentation
yet, so
but I have the
well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some information out of that.
Yeah, I have the homepage of our internet.
Yeah,
here's my
I didn't include the new one.
Oh,
just
where would we?
Here's my marketing report. Maybe you can look at that.
Where would we want the teletext button? Because we decided that it's
just
not that important. Do we put it somewhere over here?
One. Yeah, just increase it a little because.
And what people
oh
want.
Maybe this is something for the next meeting.
I
can draw out some.
Yeah, draw us up some designs.
I have another thing.
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top and it could be so
well,
more
we have
less important.
Decided more or less the
more
basic
less
structure. I can put the other buttons
just
in.
Just play a little with this. Put shift a little up or down and we'll see what looks best.
What did you want to say?
Or just post your designs from time to time on the project share.
What I already said is that
maybe
the remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people, they want to learn it fast, not they want to.
Yeah, so we don't want to, we want very little buttons, just the buttons you use a lot.
It's easy to learn.
Yes, but it should cover all the functions, so possibly just an idea that
we
popped
functions
in.
What people do, so people change channels, people, they change the volume, and they change channels, they turn TV off and on. For example, that's the basic. That's what you do. I'm not sure who presented that again, but those are the basic functions that people use it for. So those should be very well represented.
Yeah,
and
but we could go a step further because some TVs have the possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is usually
yes,
in every TV is configured under the menu.
But because we're making
because it needs to be configured in a television.
Yeah, but
if it isn't, then we cannot reach it.
We need to adjust
I
to
think
the
most modern TVs
technology.
Have it in their menu.
True. Isn't there a possibility to do research on that? We know that for sure. If you rule out functions, then and that gets known, then people are not going to buy it. Then the consumer bond or something says you cannot do this and that.
If
that commercial.
Well, we'll see what we can come up with.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for the age younger than 40.
Yes.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer pressed. They want to pay for an LCD screen and speech recognition.
They want to
so
pay for.
Did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah.
Did I realize how much that costs? That's
yeah.
Why.
Well, we're not going to be able to sell it for 25 then. Of an
that's
LCD screen.
Nah, that's
even if you if we have this
if
lost
they
unit, then we cannot do it for that price.
Okay, so we're not focusing on this. Well, the interesting feature is not really the LCD. Oh, yeah. Would you pay for speech recognition remote control?
Sure.
So we can
speech recognition is.
We can look at the possibilities for an LCD. And
yeah, just look
I
at
don't
the possibilities,
yeah.
Because if apparently it's what people want.
How
it's
much it
supposed
will
to be a luxurious remote. Maybe it's not even that expensive. Or find a compromise, maybe just black and white.
I
for some extra information.
I doubt it.
But I really need finance information.
Me too. We all do.
We all do.
I think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently it's what people want, so we should see if what it costs if it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring, really, to me. Even if you put even if you put a different cover on it, it looks
different
still looks
colors,
boring, so.
Maybe.
And the design is too different. This is
oh.
Like Philips, huh? Philips has
I have no clue.
Well,
I just
have
do something which would fit into your hand easily.
something like this. Make it kind of futuristic.
Oh, I realize if we make it small, then it needs to be a little thicker.
I think it's
I need
a very
electronic component.
Sorry?
If we make it smaller, less wide,
yeah.
Then we need to make it a little thicker because I have to put all the electronics
okay.
in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to
okay.
just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. Maybe we can stick it in there, I think.
So
okay. Even if in the worst case, even give me the pen back.
Yeah, sure.
So let's say people would want an LCD thing. Let's take the basic design again, which we came up with. Let's make it a little bigger now. Let's say we have an LCD screen. We want an LCD screen. So then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but it just has to be there. I think it's a good place. People do.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it
yeah.
at the top.
It's not that it's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. It just you press the buttons on top because your finger is on top.
If you are going to put an LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because
how can you use an LCD screen?
But nay, the function of it. So you can use it maximum because it's a lot. It costs a lot.
Yeah,
so
but why?
Now it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
If you you press a button, you can see it, right? I'm not sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on top.
You would prefer not? Okay. So we have three people saying it should be on top. Okay, but then you would have to stack away your buttons somewhere else. Anyway,
it's expensive to build it, so.
Oh,
I'm still not convinced of the.
About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it because it's cool.
We should just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. But we need that information. Also, keep in mind again. The LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I have to go with that thing.
Yeah.
So basically, what we have to decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put it on? Would we like to press it in the middle?
Maybe something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good, but we could make circular buttons, for example, for
yes,
up and down,
making
a circle on it.
We keep this at the center because it's basically
yeah.
the most important.
I think the channel button should be in the center.
Yeah,
channel button should be stick together, for example, here in this section.
Well, that would make them quite small.
We're not sure
so
about the size anyway,
put them
just
here.
In general design. Make it as big as you want.
Yes, a big remote control is probably not something that people would like.
Let's see.
If we have a space issue, we can also lose one battery. It is rechargeable, so we can stick with one instead
yeah.
of two.
Yeah. I think if we even use an LCD screen, we need two, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means enough space.
Yeah,
well,
we'll have to see what the size is. The LCD doesn't have to need
Smile.
To be very big.
No, but the things behind it, in its base.
Let's see.
Like
finish meeting now.
Finish meeting now. Okay, well.
So would we like this or would we like the...
We have to decide what people want. Either this one, this could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something. This would look cool. You could have, for example, small
yeah.
buttons here for some extra functions. So if your basic functions here, which is like we decided before, programs up and down, and volume here.
And then what about the speech recognition?
You could just, no, I'm not
yeah.
sure if you could do that, but
yeah,
you could put a
or
microphone
or
in here, for example.
LCD or the speech. I think it's LC is better.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it
yeah.
takes for space.
Yeah.
Well, let's cut the menu for now.
One more thing I'd like to say. Let's give this a name and not like some fancy. value serial number that no one understands, like
oh,
with cars.
Yeah, okay.
Shall we try to think about a name?
Think about a name.
Anyway, the minutes will be on the web shortly.
Yeah.
Finish up and see you at lunch.